Bis yate de Shmaya, we're going to learn Tainis Daf Chof Dalet. We're going to start on the last line of Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Reb Yosi Bar Ovin have a shchiach kamei de Reb Yosi de min yukras. Reb Yosi Bar Ovin, he was used to attending the shiurim of Reb Yosi de min yukras. And we're going to learn a little bit about this Reb Yosi de min yukras. Shavke, at some point, Reb Yosi Bar Ovin left Reb Yosi de min yukras v'osa lekamei de Reb Ashi, and actually went to learn before Reb Ashi. Yom Echad, one day, Shom'ei Dukogoris, one day, Reb Yosi Bar Ovin heard Reb Ashi, who was saying the following teaching. Omar Shmuel, Hashoyle Dag Menayom. If somebody takes a fish out of the sea on Shabbos, Kivon Sheyovish Boy Kisela, as soon as there's a dry spot on the fish, which is the size of a sela, the size of a coin, Chayev, the one who did that, this fisherman, is liable for desecrating the Shabbos. It's Chilul Shabbos of Netilas Neshama. We know that one's not allowed to kill an animal on Shabbos, and a fish can only survive in the water. So if you take a fish out of the water and put it straight back in the water, then it will still survive. You haven't killed it. At what point, even if the fish is still squirming around, and even if it maybe doesn't look like the fish is completely dead, but at what point is the fish considered dead? That's if it has a dry spot as large as this sela coin. Omale, Reb Yosi Bar Ovin said to Reb Ashi, V'lei memar, why don't you, Reb Ashi, add Ubein Snapirov, that there's a condition to this, that that's only true if this dry spot is between the fins of the fish. Only then a dry spot of that size means the fish is not going to survive. A dry spot of that size elsewhere on the fish does not necessarily mean that the fish is going to die, and if he throws it back into the water while it's still moving around, he would not be chayev. Omerle, so Reb Ashi responded and said, V'lo yisovar mar dahi Reb Yosi Bar Ovin omra. Reb Ashi said to Reb Yosi Bar Ovin, you are so right, but you know who actually said this halacha that you just said? It was Reb Yosi Bar Ovin. Why don't you say it in his name? And Reb Ashi didn't realize that it was this very Reb Yosi Bar Ovin that was sitting in front of him that was the author of that statement. And he was telling him, why don't you say it in his name? Omer le, so Reb Yosi Bar Ovin said, Anonihu, I am this Reb Yosi Bar Ovin, so I don't need to say it in Reb Yosi Bar Ovin's name. Omale, so Reb Ashi said to him, V'lav kamed Reb Yosi de min yukras have a shchiach mar? Did you not used to go to the shiurim of Reb Yosi of yukras? Omale, so Reb Yosi Bar Ovin said to him, Hin, yeah, you're right. I did used to learn with Reb Yosi min yukras, and now I'm learning with you, Reb Ashi. Omale, Reb Ashi asked him, Umay tam eshov keimar v'osa hocha? Why did you leave him, your master, and why did you come here? Omale, so Reb Yosi Bar Ovin said to him, Gavro de albrei v'albrate loichos, because Reb Yosi min yukras was a person who didn't show pity on his own son or on his own daughter. We'll soon see what happened there. Alai didi heichachayis, how can I be sure that he's going to have pity and mercy on me? And that's why I left him. And the question is, what actually happened there? So the Gemara now asks, Brei Maihi, what was the story concerning the son of Reb Yosi de min yukras that was some display of lack of rachamim, lack of pity, that made Reb Yosi Bar Ovin leave him? So the Gemara explains, Yom Echad, one day, Hava Ogru Le Agiri Bedabra. One day, Reb Yosi min yukras, he hired some workers to work for him on the field. Nogalu, the day was over, night came, evening came, and he did not bring them the bread that it was either the custom to give them at the end of the day, or he had promised to give it to them at the end of the day, but either way they were expecting some bread by the end of the day, and he didn't bring it to them, he didn't give it to them. Omrulei libre, so those workers went to the son of Reb Yosi min yukras and said, Kofinon, we're hungry. Have a yosvu tusa te'enasa. They happened to have been sitting under a fig tree, and it happened not to be the season that figs grow on the fig tree. Omar, and the son said, and so to speak, he turned to the fig tree and said to the tree, Te'eno, te'eno, fig tree, hoitzi'i perisayich, bring forth your fruit, v'yoichlu po'ale abba, so that the workers of my father can eat. Afiku, indeed, the tree brought out the fruits, v'ochlu, and they ate. In the meantime, also avua, the father, Reb Yosi min yukras, arrived, and he came with the food. Omar Luhu, he said to them, Loitinketu b'da'ataychu, Do not suspect me of being negligent with the food that I owe you. Don't harbor any doubts. Dehai de nogano, because the reason that I was delayed till now, till the evening, a mitzvah torachna, I was busy with a mitzvah. Va'ad hashta hu desgoi, and it took me till now to be able to bring you the food. Omrulei, the worker said to him, Rachmona lishboch, may Hashem satisfy you. Kehecha de azbon broch, in the same way as your son satisfied us. Omrulu, he said to them, Mehecha, where did my son have food to give you from? Omru, so they explained to this Rabbi Yosi ben Yochrus, Hochi v'ochi have a maisa. This and this was the story, that your son turned to the tree and told the tree to give out fruits. Omar loy. So then Rabbi Yosi ben Yochrus said to his son, Beni, my son, ato etrachto es koincho, you troubled your creator Hashem, lohoitzi te'eno peiroseo sheloi bizmano, to make a fig tree bring forth its fruits before its time, ye'osef sheloi bizmanoi, then he will also take you from this world before your set time. Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin was aware of this incident, and he said there's surely some lack of pity on his son by being able to say that to his son. And now the Gemara says, okay, that was the incident with the son. What happened with the daughter? Brate maihi. Answers the Gemara, Havile brato balas yefi. He had a beautiful daughter. Yoimuchad, one day, Chaz Yelau Gavri saw a certain man to have a kariyo buhutza, that was making a hole in the fence of Rabbi Yosi ben Yochrus's garden or field, and this girl was obviously inside. V'kachozilo, and he was looking at this girl, at this daughter. Omar loy. So Rabbi Yosi ben Yochrus said to this man, Maihai, what are you doing? What's this all about? What are you making a hole in the fence for? Omar loy. This person said to him, Rebbe, my master, im leloikcho lo zochisi, if I didn't merit to marry your daughter, liroiso lo ezke, can I not at least just merit looking at her? Omar lo, Rebbe Yosi turned to her daughter and says, Biti, komatsaros lehu, librioso, my daughter, you're causing anguish and pain to people. Shuvila forich, you should go back to your state of dust. So that men should not sin on the account of you. And here again, Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin saw that Rabbi Yosi ben Yochrus had these very, very high standards that were so strict that he ended up killing his son and his daughter. He was afraid of those standards. Another incident about Rabbi Yosi ben Yochrus. He had this donkey. Could have ogrula kol yoimo? And people would rent out this donkey every day. Laurta in the evening have a mashadri le agro agabo. They would send them payment for the donkey back on its back to the owner, back to Rabbi Yosi ben Yochrus. V'asya le beimora, and then it would come back to its master's home. V'i tofula oy botzrula. However, if they either overpaid or underpaid, lo yasya, then the animal wouldn't move and this donkey wouldn't come back home. Yoimechad, one day, Inch Zuga de Sandalialo, this person who had rented this donkey, he forgot, he left a pair of sandals on the donkey. Vole Ozlo, it wouldn't budge ad de Shokluhu Mino, until they removed from it. Vahoda Ozlo, and only then did it go home. Continues the Gemara, we're now going to learn about a person called Elozor Ish Birto. Kadhava Chozu Le Gaboi Tzdoka, when the Gaboim, those who were responsible for the Tzedakah funds, would see him coming, have a toshumene. They would go and run away from him. They would hide from him. The kol mai dehava gabei yoivlu, because his custom was, whenever he saw a gabat Tzedakah coming, he would take everything he had and give it to the Tzedakah. Yoimuchad, one day have a solik l'shuka. He was going in the market l'mizvan nidunya lebrate, in order to buy a nedunya for his daughter. The nedunya is the things that she needed before getting married. Chozyuhu gaboi tzedaka. The gaboim of the tzedaka, those responsible for the tzedaka, who happened to be going round to marry off an orphan boy and girl, they saw him, toshumene, and they hid from him, because they knew that whatever he had in his pocket, he would give them, and they didn't think that that was appropriate. Ozal, however, it was too late. He saw them. He went to Verot Basrayu and he ran after them. Omar Lui said to them, Ashbeatichu, Bemai Oskisu, what are you collecting money for now? Omrulei, they didn't have a choice, and they said to him, Biyosim Viyosima, to marry off an orphan boy to an orphan girl. Omar Loheni said to them, Ho Avoida, I'm making an oath in the name of the Avoida of the Beis Hamikdash. Shehen koidmim lebiti. They come before my own daughter. Shokal kol dehavibadei. He took all the money he had with him. V'yavlu, and he gave it to these gaboyet stoker. Poshlu uchad zuzah. He was left with a single zuz. Zovan beichiti. So he went and he bought with it some wheat. V'aseik shadya ba'achlevo. He brought the wheat home and he threw it into the granary, into the storage of the wheat. Asoid bisu, his wife came, omro lo lebrate, and his wife said to his daughter, my aisi avuch, what did your brother father bring home? He went to buy things so you should be able to get married and have a chasna. What did he bring? Omro lo, she said to her mother, kol ma de aisi, whatever he brought home, ba'achlevo shadise, he threw it into the granary. Asio lemiftach bovo de achlevo, so she went to open the door of the granary to see what her husband had brought. Chazas achlevo de malyechuti. He saw that the entire granary was filled with wheat. V'konofko b'tzinoiro de dasho. There was so much wheat in there that it was coming out from under the hinges of the door. V'lo miftach bovo mechita. And he couldn't even open the door because there was so much wheat inside that was pressing against the door. And this was a tremendous miracle. He brought wheat for Ezuz and it had increased so many times. Ozlo bratei lebei medrash. So his daughter went to the Beis HaMedrash, Omrole, and said to her father, Boyorei, come and see ma'oso lecho ohavcho. So to speak, your loved one, Hashem, look what a miracle he's done for you. Omrole said to her, ho avoido, he again made an oath and said, Harehin hektish olaich. This Elozo Ishbirta did not want to have any benefit whatsoever from wheat that had been made by a miracle, because somebody who benefits from a miracle, he detracts from his merits in the world to come. And therefore, he donated it all to Tzedakah. He said, all the wheat is Tzedakah, and that's what it means, Hekdash. The literal translation of Hekdash means it belongs to the Beis HaMikdash. But in this context, it means it's all Tzedakah. V'ein loch bohen, and you, my daughter, we are poor people. Elok echot me'anei Yisrael, you can take from this wheat as much as any other poor person in Klal Yisrael would be able to take from this wheat, but don't use it as if it's all yours. Continues the Gemara. The Gemara is now going to tell us some incidents that happened when some great people decreed fasts and did the rain come and when. Says the Gemara, Bihudin Nasiya Gozar Tanisa. At one point there was rain that was lacking, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he decreed that there should be a fast day. Bo Rachmi, they davened, Veloyosimitra, and the rain didn't come. Omar, he said, Kamo Ika Mishmuel Oramosi. Look at the difference there is between Shmuel from Ramo, the Yehuda ben Gamliel, and me, Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabban Gamliel ben Rebbe. He was actually the grandson of the original Rabbi Yehuda Anossi. When Shmuel, who was a Novi, when he davened for rain, then he davened and the rain fell straight away. But look at me, when I daven for the rain doesn't come down. Oiloi ladoir, woe to the generation, shekein nitka, that is in such a state. Oiloi lemisha also biyomov kach, woe to the person that in his days such a thing has happened. And cholash daitoi, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, he felt a little bit despondent and downcast from the fact that his tefillos were not answered. V'osa mitra. And in that merit, in the merit of that humility, Hashem actually did answer the tefillos and the rain came down. Now this Rabbi Yehuda that we just mentioned, he was a Nossi. He had the right to declare a fast day, and we're going to learn a halacha about this. It once happened that the Bein Nasiya Gozar Tanisa, the court of the Nasi, decreed a fast day. And they didn't tell Rabbi Yechanan and Resh Lakish about the fast. Letzafra in the morning, then they told Rabbi Yechanan and Resh Lakish that the Nasi yesterday said that today is a fast day. Omer le Resh Lakish le Rabbi Yechanan. Resh Lakish said to Rabbi Yechanan, Holoi kabilna alon me'urta. There's a halacha that we've already learnt about. We saw this on Daf Yud Beis, that these fasts have to be accepted the day before. And he said, we didn't accept this fast upon us because we didn't know it was going to be a fast day. Omer le, Rabbi Yechanan said to Resh Lakish, Anan basrayu gerorinon. It doesn't matter if we accepted the fast on ourselves or not. The very fact that the court of the Nasi, there was the leadership of the people, that they had decreed such a fast day, their declaration makes the fast apply even to us. It's as if we accepted the fast upon ourselves. Another incident, says the Gemara, Debein Nesia Gozar Tanisa, the court of the Nasi once decreed a fast, Veleos Mitra, but the rain still didn't come down. Tonalu Oishayo Ziro Dumin Chavraya. So Oishayo, the youngest amongst the Chaverim, the colleagues in the yeshiva, he said to them the following brisa. Vahoyo, it's based on a pasuk, Vahoyo imimeine ho'edo nasasodish gogo. If it would happen, it was hidden from the eyes of the congregation and done in error, etc. Who are the eyes of the congregation? The eyes of the congregation are the leaders of the congregation, the Sanhedrin. And the pasuk is talking about the Sanhedrin who, there was a certain halacha that had got forgotten from them. And it was a mistake, and there's a whole parasha. We're going to learn more about this later on in Shas. And here, this Oishio, the youngest of the Talmidim, of the Chaverim, said that Moshe Lekala, it's compared to a bride-to-be. She's still living in her father's home. The Kolzman She'enea Yofois, as long as her eyes are beautiful, Ein Kol Gufa Tzricha Bedika, you don't need to check the rest of her body. However, if her eyes are weak, if they're not beautiful, kol gufa tzricha bedika, you have to check the rest of her body. And he was saying so too, if the leadership of the people are worthy, then the fact that the people themselves are not in the best state, in their spiritual state, then that can be overlooked. However, if the heads of the community, the heads of the people, are somewhat not in a good state, then the situation of the rest of the people becomes more relevant. And what this Oishio was alluding to, he was saying to the Bein Nesia, that if the rain didn't come down, consequent to you, the eyes of the congregation, the Einei Ha'eda, that you davening and Hashem didn't listen to the tefillos, that's not very much of a compliment on your part. Now the home of the Nasi, they were not so happy about Oishia's comments. Osu avode, so the servants of the Nasi's home came, v'romule sudra b'tzavori. They threw a type of a kerchief, a type of a cloth around Oishia's neck, v'komatsarule, and they were paining him, they were hurting him. Omri luhu b'nei Mosi, the people of his place, of Oishia, said to the servants of the Nasi's home, Shavke, leave him alone, Dehonami Matsayulon, because he also harasses us with the way that he speaks to us. Kiven Dechazinon, however, since we see Dechol Mile L'Shem Shemaim, everything he does is for Hashem's sake, Le Omru Levu Le Midi, we don't say anything to him, we just let him be, V'Shavkinon Lehu, and we just leave him. Atun Nami, so we're asking you, the servants of the home of the Nasi, Shavkuhu, let him be. This is just, he's got a very sharp tongue, and this is the way he responds, but everything he does is he means it l'shem shemaim, so leave him alone. Continues the Gemara. Another incident with a fast from the home of the Nasi. Rebbe Gozar Tanisa. Rebbe decreed the fast, V'le'osa Mitra, and the rain didn't come. Nochis Kamei Ilfa. So Ilfa was the Shliach Tzibur, and he went down, and we're going to see the reason that the people who are davening and the ones who are the Shliach Tzibur is considered going down. It was Mimamakim Krosicho Hashem. The Omri Lo, Rabbi Ilfa, some say it wasn't Ilfa, it was Rabbi Ilfe. And Omar, he just said the words, Mashiva Ruach, the Hashem is the one that makes the wind blow. The Noshav Zika, and the wind started blowing immediately. Moirid Agei Hashem, and as soon as he said the words that Hashem makes the rain fall, the Osimitra, the rain started coming down. Omer Lei, so Rebbe said to this Shliach Tzibur, Mayu Vodoch, what merit do you have? What do you do? Tell me something about yourself. I davened, the rain didn't come. You just said Mashiv Rach, Moirid Agei Hashem, and here the rain is. Omer Lei said to him, I live in a village which is very poverty stricken. They don't have wine, lekiddush v'avdola. They don't have wine with which to make kiddush and avdola. Tarachno, and I go into the effort, I exert myself, v'osino chamro, and I bring wine, lekiddush v'avdola, to make kiddush and avdola for them. Umafikno lehu yedeichoy v'osayu. And that's how I'm Moitzi them, I discharge them of their obligations of making Kiddush on their own, and I go out of my way to make sure there should be wine there. And the Marashah says this doesn't mean that Rebbe had less merits than this person, than this Ilfa or Rabbi Ilfei. Rather, the same as we saw in the Gemara before in Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, that sometimes for rain to come down, it doesn't need the merits of a very, very great person. Even somebody who is much lesser stature is already able to bring the rain. So over here, it didn't need somebody as great as Rebbe to bring the rain, and therefore, indeed, Rebbe's tefillahs in and of their own are not what brought the rain. It was sufficient for this Ilfa, or Rebbe Ilfei, that he would daven, and it would already bring the rain, and the Gemara discusses what merit he had for that, and that's what the Gemara just told us. Continues the Gemara, Rav iklolahu asra. Rav, he was visiting a certain place where there was a lack of rain there. Gozar tanisa, he decreed a fast, v'loy osa mitra, and nonetheless the rain did not come down. Noches kame shlicha de tzibura. A shliach tzibur went down to lead the tefillahs. Omar, and again, he just said, ma'ashiv aruach. V'noshav zika, and the rain started blowing. Omar moirid ageshem, v'osa mitra. The rain started falling as soon as he said, moirid ageshem. Omar lei. Now it was Rav's turn to ask this Shliach Tzibur, Ma'ei Vodoch, tell me about yourself. You seem to have merits that others don't have. Omar Le, he said to Rav, Mikra Dardaki Ano, I am just a teacher of small children. Umakreino Lebnei Aniyo Kibnei Atira. And I teach the children of the poor exactly the same as I teach the children of the rich. V'chol Dodeev Shalei, and anyone who cannot afford to pay me, Loisho Klinam Minei Midi, I don't take anything from them. V'isli Peiro, the chavra, and I own fish ponds. V'chol man de posha, and any child who is rebelling, he's refusing to learn Torah, meshachadin ole minayu, I bribe him with some of the fish, or masadrin ole, and I arrange the matters for him, I make sure he has everything he needs, or mafaisin ole, and I appease him, ad de osi v'kori, until he's ready to come and learn Torah. Continues the Gemara, another incident. Rav Nachman gozar tanisa. Rav Nachman decreed a fast. Boya rachme v'leosa mitra. They davened for rain and it didn't come. Omar, he said, Shaklu le Nachman. Take Nachman. Chavoytoy min gudo la'ara. And throw him down from the top of the wall down to the ground. Which he was more or less saying, remove me from my high position. I'm clearly not worthy of it. And Cholash Date, he became dejected, and his humility caused that Va'osa Mitra, that indeed the rain would come down. Another incident, Rabba Gozar Tanisa, Rabba decreed a fast, Boya Rachame V'Le'osa Mitra, he davened for rain, and it still didn't come down. Omrulei, they said to him, V'ho Rav Yehuda, Ki Hava Gozar Tanisa, Osa Mitra, when Rav Yehuda decreed a fast day, the rain did come down. Why is your tefillahs and the fast day that you, Rabbi, decreed, not as effective? Omer Luhu, my Evid, he said to them, what should I do? Imishum Tanuya, if you think it's because that the level of Torah learning was greater under Rav Yehuda than it is under us, no, Anan Adifron Minayu. We are superior to them in this aspect. To Bishneid Rav Yehuda, because in Rav Yehuda's times, Kol Tanuya, all that they would learn was Benazikin Hava, was only in the Seder Nazikin. They were not learning all the Shas, all the Shisha Sidra Mishnah. They would only learn one of the parts, one of the sections of the Mishnayos. V'anan komasninon, but we learn Bushito Sidrin, all six Zdorim, Zroim, Moed, Noshim, Nazikim, Kochim, and Tyrus, not just Nazikin. V'chihava moti Rav Yehuda be'uktzin, when Rav Yehuda would reach a topic in the laws of Uktzin, Meseches Uktzin in the Mishnayos, for example, the following Mishnah, and this is a Mishnah that is discussing the concept called Yodois. Yodois are handles, stems, or sometimes the leaves, is something which is used with which to pick up the fruit proper. And it's a Masechta that discusses what parts of the fruits are considered yodois, and at what stage do they lose their status of yodois. Ha'isho shekiveshes yerek b'kadera, a woman who is preserving a vegetable in a pot. V'omri lo, and some say it was a different Mishnah, the Mishnah that discusses Zeisim Shekvoshon Betarfehem, that olives that one preserves together with their leaves, then Tohirim, then these leaves are no longer capable of conveying Tumah, of transmitting Tumah to the fruit proper, because before it was preserved, before the Kvisha, then indeed the leaves were used and they were strong enough to be used as a type of a handle with which one could hold the yerek, the vegetables, or the olives, And therefore, it had the same status as a fruit, and if the leaves were tummy, it would transmit the tumor to the fruit. However, once they've been preserved, then they'd become much weaker, and the leaves were no longer able to be used as a way of holding. They were not firmly attached to the fruit or to the vegetable, and therefore they lost the status of yodis. And when Rav Yehuda would reach these Mishnayos, Omar, he would say, Havayas derav Shmuel kechazinon hocha. These Mishnayos are challenging and difficult to understand, like the analysis of Rav and Shmuel, which means that Rav Yehuda had a challenge being able to understand these halachos that were not in Seder Nezikin in their full way. Va'anan, however, us, komasninon be'uktsin betleisa mesivta. We have 13 different yeshivas or schools that are learning Maseches Uktsin. And that's what Rabbi said. Rabbi said we are clearly not inferior to the time of Rav Yehuda regarding our level of Torah. And nonetheless, Ve'ilu Rav Yehuda, when Rav Yehuda ki have a sholif chad mesana, if he would just remove a single shoe as his signs of affliction, and we learnt about this before in Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, and the Marashal discusses here whether he removed the shoe to comply with the halachas on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, or whether we just see from there that removing one's shoe is a sign of affliction. But over here, it wasn't one of those serious and severe fast days mentioned on Daf Yud Beis. But as soon as Rav Yehuda removed his shoe, Osa Mitzra, the rain came down. Va'anan, but Rabbi says, us, Kotzavchinon Kule Yema, we cried out all day in davening for the rain, V'leka de Ashkech Bon, and we knew nothing, Hashem didn't respond to us. So Rabbi ruled out the idea that Rav Yehuda was superior regarding the Torah learning. Imishum uvda, is it because of my deeds, says Rabbi, that I'm not deserving of the rain coming down? Iikad dechozem midi, if anybody knows anything I'm doing improper, leima, you should come forward and let me know. Avol ma yasu gedoy le'adoyr, what can the leaders of a generation do? She'ein doyron doyme yofa, that the people in the generation don't meet the favor of Hashem's eyes in the way that previous generations did. So Rabbi was saying that it could well be that it is not my inferiority that caused that the rain wasn't coming down, just the low level of the whole generation. And now going back to Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda chozo hanu beitrei. Rav Yehuda saw two people, dahaba koporotzi berifta, that they were throwing food, they were playing with the food, they were playing with the bread, throwing it backwards and forwards. Omar, he said, Shma mino ikas sova ba'alma. It's clear from the way that you're disregarding the bread that there's an overabundance of food in the world. Yoiv Eine, he focused his eyes with some reservation against these people, and have a kafno, and then it became, there was a famine. Omru le Rabbonon, Rav Kahana, Bereid Rav Nechunya Shami. So the Chachomim said to Rav Kahana, the son of Reb Nechunya. Reb Nechunya was the attendant of Reb Yehuda. Mar de Shchiach Kamei, you Reb Kahana, the son of Reb Nechunya, you're the attendant of Reb Yehuda. You regularly appear before Reb Yehuda. Ni'asye de Leifech bepischa de Samoch Reshuka. Try and do what you can that your master of Yehuda should go through the doorway that's near the marketplace. So he's going to see there how desperate the situation is. Asye. So indeed, this attendant did that. V'nofak l'shuka, and Rav Yehuda went out into the marketplace. Chozo knufya. He saw there was a whole crowd of people gathering together. Omar lohu, my hai, said to them. Maybe he said to his attendants, my hai, what's the meaning of this? What's going on here? Omrule, they said to him, akuspa de tamra kaima de komis davan. They're all standing, waiting around a single container of dates that is going to be sold. That's how short they were of food. Omar, he said, Shma mino kafna ba'alma. It seems there's famine in the world. When he first looked with contempt at those people who were throwing the food, it seems that he didn't plan to make a famine like this. He was just looked at them with dismay. Why are you throwing around food? And consequent to that, this famine came, and now he became aware of it. Omar le Shamai said to his attendant, Shloifli masanai, take off my shoes. Sholaf leichat masana. He removed one of his shoes in affliction and wanting the rain to come. V'osamitra, and immediately the rain came down. Even though normally one cannot start a fast in the middle of the day, and this is part of what the Marashal we mentioned before discusses, whether the removing of the shoe was done to conform with the halachas of the tightness, or whether he just did it as a sign of affliction. Kimoto le mishle fachrina. He was about to remove the other shoe. Osa Elio, Elio Anovi came v'omale and said to him, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem said, Isholfa sachrina. If you remove the other shoe, machrivna almo. The whole world is going to get destroyed. And there's a discussion here in the Mefarshim why he wanted to remove the second shoe if there was so much rain, and why was it so important, so to speak, that Hashem didn't want him to do that. Omer Rav Mori, Barod Bas Shmuel, Rav Mori, the son of Shmuel's daughter, and we've already learned elsewhere in Shas where Rashi explained why he wasn't referenced by his father's name. He was just the son of the daughter of Shmuel. Why didn't she have a name? This is discussed elsewhere. And no have a koimno agudo denahar popo. At that time, when Rav Yehuda brought the rain down, I was standing on the bank of the river Popo. Chazoyi le malochi, and I saw malochim deidmu le malochi that were appeared. They were dressed up, so to speak, as sailors. Dekomaisi cholo, they were bringing sand umalunhu le arva, and they loaded it onto boats. Vahava kimcha and desmido, and miraculously the sand turned into fine flour. Osu kule alma le mizvan. Then all the people came to buy the flour from them. Omaluhu, but he said to them, the Bach says it should say, Aminaluhu, I said to them, because this is referring to Rev Mori, who said to them, not to Rev Yehuda, Meha loitizvun, don't buy from this flour, demaisenisimhu, because it's a product of a miracle, and we know that one should not benefit from a product of a miracle. We already saw this early on in the Gemara on Daf Chav Daled Omed Aleph. Lemochar, the next day, Asyon Arba de Chita de Porzino, the boats of Porzino arrived that had plenty of wheat, and the famine was relieved in a natural manner, not needing to resort to miracles. Continues the Gemara, Rava Ikle le Hagrunya. Rava was visiting a place called Hagrunya. Gozar Tanisi proclaimed a fast day because there was not enough rain, but Leos Mitra and the rain didn't arrive. Omaluhu, he said to them, Bisu kule alma beta'anisaychu, that all of you should, no one should break their fast that night. You should rest the night, pass the night whilst you're still fasting. Lemochar omalu, the next day he said to the people, Mi'ika dechoza chelmo leimo, is there anyone here who saw something that was applicable in a dream? He should come forward and tell us. Omaluhu Rabbelozo me'agrunya, Rabbelozo of Hagrunya came forward and said to them, L'didi akriun b'chelmi, in my dream they made me read out the following. They made me call out the following. Shlom tav, good greetings. L'rav tav, to a good teacher. Me'riboin tav, from a good master. D'mituvei meitiv le'amei, who from his goodness gives good to his people. Oma. So Rava said, Shma mino, from here it's evident that Eis Rotzin hi, it's now an opportune time, Miboy Rachma, now is the time to daven for mercy. Boy Rachma, they davened v'osi mitra, and the rain came down. Continues the Gemara. Hahu gavra, di'chayov nagdo b'beidino de Rava. There was a certain person who the Beis Din of Rava had ruled that he deserves lashes. Mishum de Baal Kutis, because he was acting inappropriately with a Kutis, with a non-Jewish woman. Nagde Rava, so Rava had the man flogged, umis, and the man died. Ishtamo Milsa Beishvur Malka. This matter became known in the palace of Shvur Malka, the king Shvoir. Boy Letzurer Lerava, they wanted to punish Rava for having killed this person. Omro Le, Ifra Hurmiz. Then this Ifra Hurmiz, Ime de Shvoir Malka, the mother of this king Shvoir, said Lebro, said to her son, the king, Loi lehevi loch esek dvorim behadi yudoi. Don't argue with the Yidden. The kolman de boyon mimorayu yoivluhu, because whatever they ask from Hashem, he grants them. Omar Los, the king said to his mother, Maihi, what, give me an example. So she answered, Boyon rachme ve'osimitra, they daven for rain and the rain comes. Omale, so the king said to his mother, Hahu mishum de zimno de mitrahi, the fact that rain comes down is not because they've happened to be calling out to Hashem, it's just it was the season of the rain. Eloli boya rachma ho'idna, a test to that would be that they should now, in this season, B'tkufas Tammuz, in the middle of the summer, let them ask Hashem for rain now and see if Hashem answers them. V'lei samitra, and let's see if the rain comes down. Shalcha le'le Rava. This Ifra Hurmiz, the mother of the king, sent a message to Rava. Kaven Daitoch. Try and focus well when you daven Boya Rachma and ask Hashem for mercy, Deleisa Mitra, that the rain should come. Boya Rachma. Indeed, Rava davened for rain. Veloyosi Mitra. The rain didn't come down. Omar Lufonov. So Rava said to Hashem, Riboine Shalom, Elikim Boozneinu Shomanu Hashem. With our ears we have heard, Aviseinu Siprulonu, our fathers recounted to us, Poel Paalto, the work that you have done, be a mayim in their days, be meikedem in the days of old. You did miracles for them. Onu be'eneinu lo ra'inu, but we have never been privileged to see miracles with our own eyes. Also Mitra, and indeed the rain came down with such volumes, ad the shofuch marozavei de tzipori, until the gutters of tzipori, lediglas, they would pour over and empty into the river Diglas, which is the Chidekel. Also Avua is Chazede Bechelmo. Rava's father came to him in a dream. Va'omale and said to him, Mi'ikad mitrach kamishmaya kulehai? Is there anyone who asked Hashem and, so to speak, troubled Hashem to that extent to make him make a miracle? Omar Le and his father told him, Shane duchtech, change the place that you're going to sleep tonight. Shani duchte, indeed he slept somewhere else that night, and Lamocha the next morning, Ashkeche de Mirsham Purie Basakina, the next day he saw that his bed had knife marks, stabbing marks in them, and it seemed that there were some spirits, some demons that had come and tried to kill Rava that night for having forced Hashem, so to speak, to make this miracle, and his father had saved him. Continues the Gemara. Rav Papa Gozar Tanisa, there was an incident that Rav Papa decreed a fast day. Veleo Samitra, and yet the rain didn't come down. Cholash Libe became very weak. Sraf Pinko de Daisa. So he consumed a spoonful of Daisa, type of a food. Uboya Rachma Veleo Samitra, and he davened that the rain should come down, and still the rain didn't come down. Omale Rav Nachman Bar Ushpazti. Rav Nachman, the son of Ushpazti, said to him, Isorif Mar Pincho Achriti. Maybe if my master, if you're going to consume another spoonful, the dice of this dice, Osimitra, the rain will come. And it seems that Rav Nachman was ridiculing Rav Papa, saying, if you want to daven for rain, you shouldn't have broken your fast before. You might have had to break your fast, but say the davening first. Ichsif, Rav Papa was ashamed, v'cholash daite, and he became somewhat dejected and humble, v'osimitra, and indeed the rain came. And Yemirat Hashem, in the next shir, we're going to continue from here discussing Reb Chanina ben Daisa.